Chapter 25, A Ticket to Ride.
So what do I do next?
Queried the lawyer.
How much do these tickets cost?
Tickets carry all kinds of prices,
answered the man, staring directly into his face.
But the secret is to have a winning one.
A winning ticket?
Asked the lawyer, befuddled.
Yes,
the man answered with a knowing wink.
You've got to have the right combination.
And quickly and quietly, the crowd that had gathered around him began to disperse.
How often does the ship come?
Asked the lawyer to the backs of their vanishing heads.
Most of us have been waiting all our lives,
answered a voice in the distance.
But good things come to those who wait,
responded another automatically. Not quite knowing what else to do, the lawyer began pacing the ship dock along with the people who were waiting for their ship to come in. But he was troubled by an itch in his brain. He smiled as he remembered the hunter on the hilltop of Epiphany. Wouldn't the hunter laugh if he knew that there really was a ship dock on the way to destiny? For a moment, the lawyer thought he had scratched the itch. But no, it was still there in his mind. Dangling his feet off the edge of the ship dock and looking into the beagles' faces, the lawyer spoke in quiet reflection.
In all the accounts I've read of journeys to destiny, not one of them ever mentioned agents or cruises or lottery tickets, and the only one who spoke of an ocean wrote of sailing uncharted waters in an open boat.
Intuition just watched him and waited. Hope crawled up into his lap. Then the lawyer remembered the maps. Yes, it was the memory of a map that was itching in his mind. A map with a broad body of water at the top of it, marking the farthest that anyone had ever journeyed and returned. What was the name of that sea? The itch grew worse than ever. He closed his eyes to concentrate. Seeing his distress, Hope placed her paws on his chest and touched her nose to his to let him know she was there. Smiling, he muttered,
Hope, what would I ever do without you?
The lawyer's eyes flew open. That was it, the name on the map. This was the Sea of False Hope.